This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Kramer really competed. A lot of foul ball wars. He stayed in the at bats really well. Kept coming at him. Kept throwing strikes. He only walked one. That's a scrappy team that puts the ball in play. And I thought he mixed well. And even with some frustrating at bats, possibly because they were fouling off some tough pitches, he stayed after it. So did a great job getting into the sixth inning. They got his pitch count up because of all the foul balls, but. But I thought he competed extremely well tonight. Best start of the year for him.
That was Brandon Hyde talking about Mean Dean Kramer last night. And we've talked a lot about how April is traditionally Dean Kramer's worst month of his career by far. He gets better as the year goes on. But when talking about Dean Kramer, he's come up big in a lot of these type of spots.
Yes.
Where the Orioles heading into last night had lost 4 of 5. Oh my gosh, the sky is falling. Well, Dean, he retired the first 6 batters that he faced and finished 5 1/3, giving up just 1 earned run on a solo shot, 4 hits, 1 walk.
He's the closest thing they have to a stopper right now. I mean, with Eflin out, I mean, this is, again, I don't know what to expect from Sagana tonight, although I doubt it's great. And Morton is done. Suarez is, they don't know when he's pitching. They don't know when Bradish is pitching. They don't know when Grayson's pitching. Kramer is their most competent starter right now. And he had a really rough start like these other guys. But, yeah, he battled. I mean, 20 foul balls. I mean, the guy threw 96 pitches. So, I mean, one out of every 5 pitches he threw was fouled off. Despite that, he was still able to go into the sixth. What was key for me was he can get a little predictable. He can get a little default to cutter or default to four seam and actually truncate his pitch mix. And I think the fact he was able to feature everything in the first 2 innings, he was able to get through it clean, bolstered his confidence. He threw 5 different pitches at least 16 times.
To that point, Jason, Dean Kramer was asked about mixing up his pitches.
A little bit of both. Probably not going to share my secrets with you.
Sure.
That's our job. But yeah, just kind of giving a healthy mix.
Well, he doesn't want to share the secrets. But you're right. He was mixing all of those pitches. And the splitter, I was saying yesterday prior to the game, of course, how that was one of, if not his best pitch last year. It was getting hammered. That was a lot better. But Jim Palmer kept pointing out the curveball last night, and 11 swings on 17 curveballs, 3 whiffs. And you think that could be a weapon?
I mean, look, I can remember going back to the first time I saw him pitch at Bowie after the Manny trade, and I don't think he had been in AA yet in the Dodgers organization. I think he was at High A, you know, Inland Empire or whatever it is. And he was getting a lot of swing and miss. And from what you read, a lot of it had to do with the curveball. And I saw him pitch a ton The following year, when he led the minor leagues in strikeouts, and his best pitch was a curveball, and it, I don't even know that it was particularly close. Now, I know that pitch is not, it's a little bit passe. It's not in vogue. This organization, you always hear they're trying to teach guys changeups. They're trying to teach guys sweepers. I don't know that they're necessarily the biggest fans of it, which is maybe why it hasn't featured as much as I thought it would in his major league repertoire. But when he has a feel for that, it bends people's knees. It keeps people off balance. And it can be a difference maker for him. He's got to be a 4 or 5 pitcher, I think, to be at his best. And look, that's not a great Guardians lineup. I mean, they're scrappy and they fight, but and they're not going to give away a whole lot of at-bats with strikeouts, but they're also not going to do a whole lot of damage. They're not barreling people up. They don't have extreme hard hit rates. It's the kind of lineup where if you're smart about it and you only walk one guy, and he only walked one guy, he only gave up 4 hard hit balls in almost 6 innings. So one walk, only 4 hard hit balls is going to carry you, especially against a lineup that outside of Ramirez right now and Manzardo, there's not much natural power, and Manzardo is raw, young, swing and miss power.
Well, think about it this way. The 4 hits they gave up, and the home run was a bomb.
Yeah.
But Jose Ramirez had the little squibber that was 85.1 miles per hour ground ball. And then the 2 other hits, they weren't ruled errors, and they were hard hit balls, don't get me wrong, but a play that maybe Jackson Holliday would say that he should have made, and then a play where Kramer definitely got in the line of vision of Gunner, where it came up and kind of ate up Gunner.
Yeah, but I mean, we're talking about infield defense.
Look. But that's the testament to Kramer.
Absolutely.
Is what I'm saying. That's
no,
my point.
Absolutely. He did, frankly, exactly what they needed him to do. And I think he's more good than bad. And he is what he is.
He is what he is.
One of these next 2 starts, he's probably going to give up too many center cut fastballs, and there'll be 3 home runs instead of 1, and he'll be talking about, you know, hey, I could have gone 8 innings if it wasn't for those 2 pitches. And that'll be true, but that's why he's a 3.5/4 starter and not higher. Now, for them right now, they need Dean Kramer to be much more good than bad, because I would still say, as crazy as it sounds to say, he's the most bankable starting pitcher they have right now.
Before we step out and get into the offense, we do have the lineup out for tonight's game. Cedric Mullins is leading off in center field. Gunnar Henderson batting second. No, Adley's batting second tonight, Jason. Gunnar second at short. Adley third behind the dish. Ryan O'Hearn batting cleanup in right field. Jordan Westberg back in the lineup tonight, but DHing. Heston Kerstad in left field, batting sixth. Ryan Mountcastle batting seventh at first base. Jackson Holliday, second base, batting eighth. And the Razor, Ramon Urias at third base, batting ninth. No Tyler O'Neill again.
We did an exercise way back in March where we did our preferred lineups going into the season against right-handed pitching. I think I had Mountcastle and Heston maybe switched. But I'm pretty sure that's my lineup. Wait. Pretty sure that's the lineup I gave out. Sans O'Neill. Now, he's only probably not in there because of the neck thing. He wouldn't have been in there for me because I think I got better options against righties. But and at that point, you know, Kowser would have still been a factor for me because he wasn't out for 2 months. But yeah, let's see. If it works tonight, do they mix it up again tomorrow or do they let it ride?
Well, that's the big question. Is it going to work tonight? Are the Orioles going to win 2 straight games? Are the Orioles going to win their first series of the season? Because the bats, it was feasting last night, not the famine. Can they feast again tonight? We'll let you know next on The Fan.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.